Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're actually going to need you to call us in about 20 minutes when we do First World Problems, Kid Nation.
There you go.
Get those ready for us. And don't forget, around this time on Monday, we're going to hook you up with the first vault password for Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Yeah, it's extreme this time because you can win up to $10,000 with Beat the Bank. Going to make you stay in the vault a little bit longer, isn't it? Hoping that you win that $10K.
He just said $10,000.
$10,000.
Mo money.
And you have two chances, Kid Nation. 7-10, we'll hook you up with the first password. And then we'll play again in 8-10. We'll hook you up with another password and have you call in within 10 minutes to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Check out our commercial we made for it.
Oh, my.
on Instagram. Apparently, Kelly wins the scaring people.
Oh, my. Including battle. My family.
You scared your family?
My daughter was like, Mommy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. And Alan was just horrified.
Yeah. He didn't get turned on by tough Kelly?
Not with my jowls wagging.
Yeah, you
not like one of them hound dogs.
you went after it, Kelly. Yeah, you were scary. So don't.
I was hungover. That is scary.
Don't step to Kelly. That's how she looks.
Oh my! After that concert the night before, I drank too much vodka. I was just like, oh my god. Alan said when I got out of bed the next morning, he heard every step. to get to the bathroom to get ready. You don't understand. I took two Excedrin migraines. I don't suffer migraines, but it's the best knocking out of a headache. And an Advil. And I went and got ice packs. And I just leaned over my bathroom counter with an ice pack on my neck and one on my temples. And I was just like panting like a dog because I knew I was going to throw up. It was awful. Why do I do this to myself? Because it's such a good idea at the time. You know, you're having fun.
You don't feel it while you're doing it.
And I'm not even sitting there saying, I will never drink again because I know I'm going to drink again. I mean, it's like, come on.
You just know at that point. That's my God. Last night. I can't even open this. Like, these Advils are adult proof.
They got to make it little too pack.
I can't open the little tube.
Give her some skizzers.
My nails
here.
Are too long.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Tupac, did you hear that he tried out for Forrest Gump to be Bubba?
What?
Shut.
Yeah, I just found that fact out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I did not know that.
Yeah, Tupac could have been Bubba Gump.
He was too pretty.
Yeah, he might have been too pretty.
Oh, he was a pretty man.
Beautiful man.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful man.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
I can't see him going off on, about all kind of shrimps.
Tupac could have done it. Yeah, he could have done all of it. He would have done it with a cool flow, too.
Yeah.
Old shrimp.
Old
new shrimp.
Cajun shrimp.
Paleny.
Shrimp love. All right, so Kelly.
So, Kelly, you were being mean.
Oh, gosh.
What happened, Kelly? I was being mean,
but I think I don't think men care. You know, I have gained some weight. All right. I have. Sure. I love myself. I'm in a happy relationship. My husband tells me I'm just extra creamy and he squishes it and he loves it. It's fine. I don't really have I'm not beating myself up. I'm not.
Good.
I'm really okay.
Because you used to beat yourself up.
Because you know what? If I wanted to bad enough, I know I can lose it. I did it before. Yep. I just haven't been motivated to do it.
Yep.
So there comes a time in your life when you have to go in for a certain exam.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's the big one. The most preventable form of cancer is colon cancer.
Oh,
so you got to go in for that, right?
Yeah, yep.
So yesterday was my pre-procedure meeting.
Oh, you got to get to know each other before.
Colonoscopy.
You don't want to do that on the first date.
Right. You got to learn about your screen, you know, what you can and can't do before and the procedure. This is what's going to happen. You're going to be here 3 hours. You're going to be sedated, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sitting there. I'm coming from lunch with my husband, ate a big, heavy sandwich. I'm carrying my big purse that weighs 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my boots because I'm wishing for fall to be here. I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing a blazer. Carrying my umbrella. I mean, I'm just, everything about me is heavy.
Uh-huh. Everything about me.
So you're sitting in the waiting room and you're just like, oh, I'm just coming for an informative meeting.
Yeah.
So they're like, Miss Evans? My married name is Evans. I'm Kelly Evans, right? So I don't, you know, go around. I'm not always Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
I'm always Kelly Raspberry. You know what I'm saying.
So
Evans.
Oh, I got you. So you could blend in with the regular folk.
Yeah. That's right. I need my privacy, JC. I need my privacy.
Right.
But on the insurance, it's Evans now, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're Miss Evans. So as soon as they take me back, the first out from the lobby, they open the door, and there's a scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting right there. And she says, get up. I said, no.
What?
It just came
you
out of me.
You said no to the nurse?
I said it really angry, too. I was like, no. Oh, and then I looked, and she just looked at me like, why would you say that? And then I looked at her, I said, why? It came out so vicious.
Like it is now.
Like, yeah, I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not even trying to make myself look better right now.
It is true. You find yourself like with your purse. It's so immediate that you're like, can I take some of my weighted clothing off?
I just ate lunch. I drank a liter of water so I'm trying to get my water in. I haven't peed.
I don't think she's judging you.
Boots. I'm wearing a blazer.
Just, she's there for your health. She's trying to take care of you.
I'm telling you. You don't always need to be weighed.
Yeah, you do. The doctor needs to know.
You don't always
need to
be weighed.
What if
your colon's really heavy?
I'm not there for that. I was like, no. Why? And she looked at me. Aren't you Kelly Rath? I'm like,
Oh, crap.
So now I've got to like, yeah, you know, I've gained a little weight, right, Liz? It's like, okay, I'll get there. And I'm trying to be all nice. But here's my thing. And I had actually a nurse. I talked her out of weighing me one time because here was my argument.
What?
Is he going to be writing me a prescription today? Why else would he need to know my weight?
Because they need to put the data. I'm not
his ongoing patient. I'm telling you, unless you need to write me a prescription, I don't want to get on the scale. She said, well, just close, you know, the other nurse, just close your eyes. I said, no. If he goes in there and tells me I need to have a prescription, I will come back and be weighed for the right dosage.
Because they like to compare it from the next time you go in see if you have an issue.
I'm not going to have an issue between, and then I talked to some other people. They're like, they didn't weigh me. I think it's just completely subjective. It's just like something to do that you have to put on your chart.
Isn't famous? They want to weigh you?
She didn't know it was me. I'm just saying, I don't know why they have to weigh you every time. I don't think it's always necessary.
Maybe they.
I remember one time, I'm going to tell you the truth. One time I went to the doctor for a sore throat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He brought out the stirrups.
For
downstairs? For the lady exam.
For your throat?
I said, and you know, a lot of women would just be like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. That doesn't hurt. My throat hurts. I don't need to be in stirrups. So why?
You girls have to
do so many things.
I'm
all fired
but
up
again.
You're
getting thunder, and you're supposed to know weight when you're getting medicine.
Jenna?
Right?
I talked to other people that said they did not have to be. I said, I can
know
guess.
How much to give you.
I could have, you know
right.
what?
If you're gonna, you
guessed.
Said you're going to be sedated, right?
They want to know if you're overweight or something.
They need to.
Look at me!
You're not overweight.
You're going to be sedated, right? You said
yes.
So when you're going to be sedated, they need to know your weight so they know what amount to give you.
Then weigh me that day. Give me a minute.
But they probably want to prep.
Tell me ahead of time. You are required to be weighed. I just don't think it's always necessary. And then I've had some
part of the procedure.
I'm telling you.
So that way when you come in for the big day.
I don't think it's always necessary to be weighed at the doctor's office.
It'll be
not always necessary.
But for this instance, it is because you're going to be sedated.
What are you, a nurse?
He almost was. That's why they have the stairs sitting there.
He took a class.
I took. I was on my way, and then radio happened to fall in love with
me. He didn't even make it to class.
That's what they do. They get your name, you fill out the little thing on the clipboard, and then you go back. The first thing you do is weigh. Yeah. That's all. I always weigh.
I don't like it.
You got to weigh, Kelly.
Weigh.
Oh, I wish that lady would call that nurse.
That's a med school. That's the first thing they teach them in med school. When you're. Patients come in, weigh
what,
them.
Al? How do you know?
Wait, hold on. That's not the first thing they teach in med school.
My ex-girlfriend told me.
Oh, no, you brought her up again, guys.
Why? You just asked a question.
So that we're all yelling.
But now
every one of us is yelling.
I'm not yelling, and I'm hungover and have a headache. So could you guys like tone it down a bit?
I was just, I don't know why. I just slapped
So did you weigh?
Yes.
Okay.
And guess what? When you go in, everything's going to be ready for you. It's going to be quick.
Oh, stop it.
So what'd you weigh?
It's going to be fun.
Your explanations.
So what'd you weigh?
Like, I'm going to tell you. It was about what I thought it was. So I could have guessed.
That's good. Where's so you weren't surprised?
What did it start with?
A one.
What was the second digit?
That's not why.
I don't know. I'm just
seeing if you can get me to say it.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell him?
I could.
Well, I think you look great.
Yeah, I think you look great.
Write it down.
It's a great dress, by the way.
Write it down.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a good boob dress.
Write it down.
Why?
I don't know. Hold on. Just messing with you.
Well, you write it down, Kelly. Karina is on the phone right now.
Karina!
Hi, Karina.
Is she my nurse?
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
That's going to be awesome.
You are Kelly. Were you Kelly's nurse?
No, but I am a nurse at a dermatologist.
Okay.
But government regulated, we need to get the weight.
Boom.
We hate it as a nurse.
Don't have to have
as
a prescription.
As a nurse, we hate it.
Okay.
Well, okay, so for kids, we have to, because all of their medication is based on weight.
Uh-huh.
But for adults, we just have to do it, because it's government regulated.
It's the government, Kelly.
Some of us just skip it, and some of us just don't.
So if I'm going into the dermatologist for, like, a facial, you got to weigh me?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do.
That way, that face.
Go ahead, weigh that skin.
The government's keeping tabs on us.
Kelly, and you are the rule follower. Do you want to break government rules?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I believe in following rules for the right reasons. There's no reason sometimes.
You need to be
a, the law.
Hey, that nurse didn't make me weigh that one time when I told her.
Well, she broke the law.
Unless he needs to write me a prescription, I'm not weighing.
She may be rotting in jail because you didn't weigh.
You need to be a lodestar.
What? You what?
A lodestar.
What's a lodestar?
A lodestar. You need
You're
to be a good example.
Load?
A good No.
A good example.
It's the word of the day.
JC, do not.
A good example. That's what a lodestar is.
Do not call a woman anything.
It's not L-O-A-D. It's L-O-D-E star.
Don't call a woman anything that starts with load.
No.
That's a good word. It's a good thing.
I don't care.
Good example.
Downward spiral over here.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you for calling.
Katina, thank you so much.
Would you like to be our house dermatologist?
Sure, I would love that.
Okay, well, just in case we have skin questions.
Karina, who has the best skin on the show, according to you?
Sorry?
Who has the best skin on the show, according to you?
Has she even seen us?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah.
I would go with Kelly Raspberry.
What?
I stay
she
out of the
She wouldn't even weigh.
Yeah, she didn't weigh.
Her skin.
Skin base, I think she does, because I think she moisturizes a lot. That's what you really need. Moisturization and sunscreen.
I do need to exfoliate a little bit more, I will be honest, but thank you.
Okay.
No worries.
Who has the worst skin?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
She's trying to get off the phone.
She doesn't want to spread negativity. That's my job.
Yeah. So now you know why you have to wait, Kelly.
Oh, the government. I'm so sick of the government.
I know. You know what?
Someone on the text says because of the doses of sedation, like when they're doing the...
Welcome to 10 minutes ago.
I literally just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
That was my argument.
Oh, so you weren't listening to JC when he was talking. Yeah.
And I said it before.
And that's what Kelly said. Do you think you're a nerd?
Yeah. Remember that conversation?
And I said I was. I said,
I almost was. You stood up for me.
I said that. Yeah.
And then I said he went to one class.
Yeah.
And then I said...
Something about your girlfriend.
My ex-girlfriend was a doctor.
Yeah.
And told me.
So now you remember.
Yes.
Anyways, Kelly, thank you for sharing with us. I know it was a huge weight on your shoulder.
It was bad. I feel bad.
Oh. Well, at least she was nice to you. You didn't hurt her feelings.
No. It was a little tense.
All right. Hey, let's do first world problems.
First world problems.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And what's a first world problem? What's a problem that you probably shouldn't be complaining about because there's worse things out there in the world? Like this one here from the text.
Please.
My boyfriend called me from his first class flight to Korea complaining that he had already seen all the movies offered on that flight because he watched them on all his other first class flights. And now he had nothing to watch.
Wow.
Hashtag first world problem.
That's a first world problem.
My man be traveling. In first class all the time.
Nice.
That right there is a first world problem. If you want to share yours, get it off your chest, give us a call. We'll take your first world problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for your first world problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And this is where you give us your problems that normally you wouldn't want to be saying out loud because there are worse things going on in the world right now. You just want to get these off your chest because they tend to be pretty funny. Got a couple here on the text.
Okay.
Guys, I won an all-expenses-paid cruise, and I was really bummed when I heard it was going to places in Mexico that I've been to several times a year. Hashtag first world problem.
It is. I've already been all those places.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
I don't want to go to this trip anymore.
It's free. I guess I'll go.
My husband and I's new three-bedroom house doesn't have a computer desk in one of the spare rooms yet. So we can't use our home computer dual screen setup. Hashtag first world problems.
That's a nice computer
dual
setup.
Screen.
Oh, yeah. Dual screen. That means you could do some gaming on that thing.
Mm-hmm. Usually people do a lot of math on it.
Nah, you can do math too, but gaming's where it's at.
Gaming.
Have your chat room open, the game on the other screen.
How's your Fortnite going?
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Al. Good.
Even with kids back in school, you're still able to find partners.
Yeah. Yeah. I played with a French guy yesterday.
Like from France?
Yeah, I couldn't really understand him. Yeah. I don't know how he ended up in my area, but yeah. Couldn't understand him. But yeah, we played together for a couple.
Look at you. Yeah. International relations.
It's wonderful, actually. I'm on board with the gaming now.
His name was like Wah or something. Wah.
Like Benoit?
No, this is Wah.
It's by Wah for sure.
Wah. I was like, what's your name? He goes, Wah.
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 Interesting.
Cool name.
I have a first world problem.
Yeah, Jenna, what is it?
You know, I finished work a little bit early yesterday, and I was real tired. I haven't been sleeping well, so I drove home. I was excited. I thought I was going to take a nap.
Uh-huh.
My maid was there, so since she was washing my sheets for me, I could not go inside. So I went and sat at a coffee shop and just thought about how I wanted to take a nap.
Yeah, would it have been bad if you napped in your car outside your house? Is that too bad of a look?
Yeah, I'd just rather not be there.
I've done it once before, you know, when she's like finally moved out of the bedroom area. Yeah. I've gone up there and gone to sleep. I feel so lazy that someone's cleaning your home and right. you're going to go sleep in your bed.
That always happens.
I can't do it.
The one day I can take a nap is the day that they're mowing the yard.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Apparently my friend once told the guy to shh. I'm like, dude, you can't tell your own guy. You can't do that,
just
bro.
Say, I'll pay you. Just come just back
leave,
another day.
Just leave.
You can.
Yeah, right. You're free week this week.
Yeah.
I want to take a nap.
That one day you want a nap.
They're there. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
We're excited, too. Go ahead. What's yours?
Okay. So, this weekend I was going to this fish fry with a bunch of my friends. And I went to put on my skinny pants because I'm getting a divorce and I thought I was losing weight and I fit them, but I still decided to wear my leggings.
Aww. You still wore the leggings. You're getting a divorce? When is that going to be finalized?
Soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that. I know it's going to be a big day for you guys.
An Australian woman wearing skinny jeans collapsed.
Yeah, did you see this? Listen to this, Jennifer.
Had to spend 4 days in the hospital after her too tight pants cut off the blood supply to her legs.
That's not good.
The woman had to be cut.
Maybe wearing leggings was a good idea.
Yeah.
She had to be cut out of her jeans.
I had to cut my friend out of her Spanx once.
What?
Could not get them off. They were so... Because if you are a larger person, they make Spanx in large. You know, they make them in different sizes. So she was buying them almost... Like, she said, but I want to be small, so I'm going to buy a small. Getting them on was one thing. Could not get them off. We had to cut her out.
Your body swells, and you end up becoming like this piece of sausage, like sticking out of this casing.
Yeah.
Oh. Spanks are just supposed to smooth.
Dangerous.
You know, but not like make you look 50 pounds lighter.
Right.
Not like puncture organs.
Wow. So that's a waste of money right there.
It's not a waste of money if you're wearing a clingy dress and you can be in great shape.
No, I'm saying you're cutting it out.
That was a waste of money.
They're expensive. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, thank you so much and good luck with everything going on. I didn't know that printers could do this, but from the text, I work at a high school and I had to print out notes for the students, but the printer was out of staples. So I had to do it manually myself. Hashtag first world problem.
Man, that's rough.
They have printers now that can staple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a staple.
Yeah.
All right, this is funny, though, because during the break, my wife called, and I picked up, and I said, everything cool, because normally it's an emergency, and she said, I have a first world problem, so I told her, go ahead and call 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, he did.
800-543-3548.
Uh-huh, and she did. She got through.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Kinsey got through.
All right.
Hello, Kinsey.
I'm here. Good morning.
Hi, babe.
Morning.
Congratulations on getting through back on the phone lines.
Yeah, back in that carpool line again.
All right. So you can tell when my wife's bored when she calls the show all the time. She's in the carpool lane.
Glad she's listening.
So you have a first world problem, babe?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
My first world problem is that I got a brand new car, and the smell of a new car makes me want to gag.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You don't like new car smell.
New car smells gross.
I love new car smell.
Nauseous.
Yeah.
No.
I love it.
I brought you candles home so you could put it in the car.
Start spraying your perfume all the time.
Yeah,
I keep perfume in my car. Just spray your perfume.
I ride with the windows down for a while, too. And when it's just too hot. But yeah, that helps air it out. Park in the garage with the windows down. Maybe that'll help.
I mean, there's lots you can do to smell it up.
Yeah, you can tune in.
Yeah, right.
Get your own thing going on in there if you want.
Thanks for calling.
The kids do that enough.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kinsey.
I have a first world problem involving my wife because I was trying to run a football practice yesterday. And, she came up in the middle of football practice after we calmed all the kids down and finally got them to listen because she found a cute frog. And we lost all the kids after that happened. All they wanted to do was go look for frogs.
Awesome.
Kids even said, she's like, I knew you'd be mad at me for doing that, but I just couldn't help it because the frog was so cute.
So
and I knew
cute.
The kids wanted to see it. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Do you want to talk about that? Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems.
Thanks. I'm glad I got through.
So what's going on in your life?
Okay, so I just recently found a new job.
Uh-huh.
And I put my 2 weeks at my other job, and they didn't let me stay 2 weeks. So now I'm bored and have nothing to do. And so I have another first world problem on top of that.
Oh, what? Double.
I could probably start my new job early, but I have to wear business casual, and I don't have any clothes, so I have to go shopping.
Oh, that gives you something to do.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You just solved your own problem.
What I'm doing for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Enjoy your time.
Well, good luck on your new job.
Yeah, congratulations on that new gig. From the text, Gilbert wrote us and said, I was taking a bath in my garden tub, and I turned on the jets on the Lush bath bomb I put in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it caused too many bubbles, and it was hard to watch Netflix on my tablet. Hashtag first world problem.
Man,
I haven't taken a bubble bath in so long. I need to try that.
You should,
dude.
I've never used one of those bath bombs. People love them.
Yeah,
do it at least once a month.
Do they stay in the tub?
I think they can.
There's some with glitter in there, and it lives a film. Some of them do, yeah.
My daughter had a bath bomb the other day, but it was an LOL doll bath bomb.
I didn't hear that.
It dissolves, and then the doll.
It was a huge ball, and then you put it in the tub, and then once it dissolved, there was a doll in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really cool.
Wow.
And a shell.
So it came with a prize.
Yeah. And you never know what you're getting with those things. With the LOL dolls.
Oh.
It's always a surprise.
I don't need a prize in my bath water.
We all have a surprise there, yeah.
I don't need a surprise in my bath water.
We got a floater. Hi, Christopher.
Hi.
All right, so what's your first world problem, buddy?
So, I have a different phone case that I use for every day of the week because I really don't like to have the same phone case. It's kind of like changing your style. And the other day, I broke one. And my first world problem is that I'm so petty, I couldn't decide which phone case I wanted to wear twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo.
Decisions.
Yeah.
It's hard to take them out.
My phone's just naked now.
Oh,
I couldn't go naked.
I go full naked.
That is scary. You're trying to break it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can get a new one.
Because I've had this phone. This is the old iPhone.
Yeah, that's
so
a 4. Yeah.
I'm ready for the new phone. So I took the protection off in hopes that something wrong goes, something bad
really
happens
to it.
That
is a 4, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't trip.
No one's tripping over that 4.
don't trip on my phone.
Don't worry.
From the text, my husband bought me a fancy steam mop for our big new house, but mopping our 3,100 square foot house makes it so humid and steamy, it's unbearable.
Steam mop.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the best thing you can do for the floor.
Steam mop. The grout and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Huh. Steam makes it better.
All right.
Let's move on here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Yes.
Welcome to First World Problems.
Hi.
Yours involves a road trip,
Hi, guys. Yes. This past weekend, my boyfriend and I took a road trip, and I was playing music for my phone, and I was also playing a game. So every time the little ad would change on the bottom, the music would stop, so I'd have to back out of the game and go push play again.
You understand, JC, how that works?
Well, not on my iPhone 4, I don't.
Does that even play music?
No.
I get text messages only. It's a flip iPhone. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, it's annoying when the apps do that. When you're trying to do two things on your phone. We got Lindsay in college.
Hi.
Lindsay, you're having a college first world problem.
Yeah, so since I'm in college, you know, it's hard to take time off and stuff, and I found out I have to get my wisdom teeth taken out, so I was forced to schedule my appointment to get my wisdom teeth taken out the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
What are you going to eat?
I guess just mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Oh, poor thing.
Gives you an excuse to have a big old turkey for Christmas.
I guess.
Right.
But, you know, you're all broke in college eating ramen every day, and then you're going to go home and finally have a decent meal. And
it's smelling all good.
Oh, it's going to be smelling so good. Lindsay, we feel for you.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. I did enjoy getting my wisdom teeth out, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just got to be a baby for about 4 days.
4 days?
I think it was 4 days.
Guys milk
Wuss
everything.
Face.
4 days is not that long.
I had a day.
I had 4 taken out.
You needed 4 days to recover from that.
One each tooth.
Same. I don't even think they got them all.
Yeah.
It's
sometimes I feel phantom wisdom back there.
Oh, yeah, I still got mine.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? You
would
think
I would know if I didn't, so yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah, some people, they grow or they don't grow, but they don't cause problems, so it's all right.
Yeah.
They're scary looking.
Wisdom teeth?
I was so messed up when I got that done, too.
They broke mine up and everything?
Yeah.
They're big.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hey.
So you have a college first world problem as well. What's going on?
Yeah, so parking is terrible because it's the beginning of the fall semester. But what I wasn't expecting was all the students on their smartphones walking through the parking lots and just having to sit there and wait.
Just nudge them.
Yeah, a little tap.
So don't you want to do that sometimes when they're just walking in the middle of the street in the parking lot? Yes. You're like, dude, move. There's all that space.
All that space.
Oh, Jody, I feel you.
Where the cars go,
you just want to tap them. Just a little nudge. Just like, dude, there's a car. Move. Thank you. Appreciate you. Hi, Amber.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
Okay, I live in Gulfport, Mississippi, and we spent about 4.5 hours prepping for Hurricane Gordon, and it didn't even hit our house.
I mean,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, but we got to move all of the grills and the lawn furniture.
You do all that.
But it's when you don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it really destroys things.
What are you
that's the problem is they cry wolf so many times, and that's when the government gets like, no, no, this time we mean it.
For reals.
What are you going to do with all the all the water and batteries?
Well, we'll save it because it's only the middle of hurricane season. Well, and it's going to happen again.
That's true. Just keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's all that work
I'm
for nothing.
Happy you're okay.
Yeah, well, there's that, but.
Well, Renee, hi. Welcome to First World Problems.
Hello.
So what's going on? What's going on? What's wrong in your life?
Tops, I can only get 8 hours of sleep because I'm so busy between my full-time job and full-time college.
Only 8 hours.
I can only get 8 hours of sleep.
I know. Renee needs nine, guys.
I'm so jealous.
Needs that beauty sleep, people.
I've gotten two every night for like every night.
I would pay for 8 hours.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I would pay.
I couldn't sleep 8 hours.
I think I would take that over $1,000. If you told me I could get 8 hours of sleep.
Real.
Or hand me $1,000.
Oh, I'd take the $1,000.
No, I'd take the
$1,000. No, but I'm talking about for the rest of my life.
Oh, for the rest of your life. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, right? I didn't want to say $1,000,000 because I'd take the million.
I'd pay $1,000 to sleep 8 hours.
I would too, Jenna. Man.
I wake up feeling like Wonder Woman if I sleep that long.
So good. The weekends are the best.
It's like, I'm so happy.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
Well, I am so happy in my life right now that my cheeks hurt every day from smiling so much.
Wow.
What's making you so happy?
Just everything, my relationship. I'm back with my ex and my two stepdaughters and my job, and I'm in a master's program, and I'm just really thankful that my life is going so great right now.
Enjoy it. That's what we were saying yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Why? Because it's going to get bad?
No, you never know. There's life's a roller coaster.
It is.
But yes, just enjoy it.
Well, Elizabeth, we hope your cheeks hurt for a long, long, long time.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling. And Tanya. Tanya just made a big purchase. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
So what's wrong
with... I'm so glad I finally got through. I bought a new washing machine because our old one went out.
Yeah.
And so this is first world problem and short girl problem because now I can't reach the bottom of the washing machine because it doesn't have an agitator.
Uh-huh.
So I called my 3-year-old and set her down inside the tub basin and told her to get me the clothes out of there. She looked at me and said, "You take me out?"
Oh. Are you going to leave me in here, Mommy?
Oh, of course I'm going to take you out. Just hand me the clothes.
Teamwork makes the dream work there, Tanya.
Oh,
smart, though. Got to use the kids for something.
Just don't forget to take her out.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you want to. Thank you for all your first world problems, Kid Nation. We'll do this again next week. Make sure you use the hashtag first world problems on Twitter and on Instagram so we could find you.
Right.
We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Overachieving teachers, we told you we're looking for you. KidNation.com is where you go. You let us know what you would do with $500 to make your classroom a better place. And then we try to hook you up. And in fact, we're going to hook a teacher up right now. Kelly, you have a letter in front of you. Go ahead.
I do. It says, "I would have fun," in all caps, with $500. I would first buy every one of my 42 second grade students a cape.
Nice.
To tie in with the superhero theme of my classroom.
Okay.
I want the capes to remind them of the powers they carry within them that make them special, as well as their super. Next, I would use some of the funds to purchase more math and science books for our classroom library.
All right.
We often publish our own class books inspired by the books that we read. And lastly, I would use the remaining funds to purchase 5 backpacks students could take home on a rotating basis to read and play math games with their families. And that's from Veronica Salina. She is a second grade math and science teacher at Johns Elementary.
Miss Salina,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Fabulous.
Doing excellent. I love the theme of your classroom, superhero.
Thank you. So do I. It was on sale at Hobby Lobby. So
there you go.
Yeah, I guess as a teacher, you have to look for, you know, the things that are on sale so that every kid can get something in your classroom.
Yeah, you do.
And normally, this all comes out of your paycheck, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do the kids respond, though, when you hook them up with things like this, with the capes and the books?
Oh my gosh, they love Bree, just like me and Kelly. I mean, anything that he can get. Anybody who knows me knows I try to get, you know, deals for them because, I mean, they don't know. They don't know, you know, where their stuff comes from. They just appreciate it.
Right. Sure.
And if that's what you need to motivate them, then you got to do it.
How long have you been teaching, Veronica?
This is my 19th year.
Well, 19th
you've been
year.
Doing it a while. Okay.
So you're a veteran when it comes to teaching. You know what you're doing.
Well, a little bit.
Do you do a different theme every year for your students, or do you try to keep the superhero theme going every year?
You know, that's funny. Let's go back to that conversation we just had about, you know, teachers having to pay for stuff. I've had the same thing forever, like a jungle theme.
Uh-huh.
And this year, you know, something just sparked, and I said I'm going to do the superhero theme, and then our principal had that kind of as the beginning of the year theme. So, of course, she had leftover props, and I'm like, hey, if you're not using those, can I take them? And so when we had the sneak a peek and meet the teacher night, like I took pictures of the parents with the little kind of like a prop and the little mask, and they loved it. They had like completely like went crazy.
Yeah.
And so now, like, you know how they take lunch count, they have a little mask that they wear. And they just think it's cool. I have like, you know, tons of superhero books just to tie in. And I tell them, I was like, you guys are heroes. You guys just don't realize your potential yet.
Oh, my son would love to be in your class.
I'd love to be in your class.
I want to be in your class.
Yeah.
And you hear right there, she has the same theme because, again, she has to spend her own money, and she changed it this year. And what great timing, Veronica, because we're going to hook you up with that prize pack, the overachieving prize pack from G2.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to give you Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens. And a $500 Visa cash gift card so you can go out there and buy all the books and superhero capes you need to buy for your classroom, okay?
Oh, my gosh, I want to cry. You guys are so awesome. That is amazing.
No, you're awesome.
No, you're awesome, and thank you for what you do.
No, you're awesome.
Thank you, Kelly. I want to say I love you. I mean, I love everybody else, too, but Kelly, I just, you know, people always say this, and this is so true. I've been listening to you guys forever, and I remember that when Kid Crowley passed away, my family and I were in North Carolina, actually, visiting, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart, and I cried on vacation because I was like, no, that can't happen. He's been part of my family forever. And I'm so happy that you guys continue the show because
you
guys make so many of us happy.
Thank you
very much.
Well, when you
Tracy, you walk, everybody.
Well, when you do one of your hero,
theme modes or whatever.
teach the kids about Kid Craddock and let them know about him because he was a hero. Yeah, for our kids as well.
Yes, he was, and he continues to be with his kids. So
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Lesson is the word you're looking for. When you're doing one of your hero lessons, hopefully you can do a Kid Craddock.
Those things you do.
Yeah,
I will do.
Those teaching things.
Been
teaching
out of school moments. For a while, Veronica. You know how it is, Veronica. Awesome. Congratulations, and you have a wonderful day
at
school today.
Thank you.
You guys have a great morning.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Miss Salina's right there. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. And again, go to kidnation.com if you're an overachieving teacher and you want to tell us what you would do with that $500.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sorry to break the news to you, Big Al.
What happened? Too many Playboy models that we can't choose from?
I guess the Playboy models, again, they're beauty sleep.
Oh, that's it.
I don't think they called.
Yeah, they're probably
sleep. And by I don't think they called, I mean they didn't call.
Yeah,
so
any ex-Playboy models that are listening to our show are even probably ex. Sleeping.
Oh, now you want ex-Playboy models.
Well, I mean, that's what we were talking about, but what is that?
That's how many Playboy models are on the phone. My buddy did say he could get us in touch with plenty if we need so.
Yeah, we're trying to get listeners.
Playboy model listeners.
Yes.
For Big Al. Or just to call in and tell us about how life is like.
What's up? Right?
Yeah, what's it like to be a Playboy model? Is it pretty cool or what?
I would imagine so.
From the text, any Playboy models Al had a chance with were scared away by his Lilo dance yesterday on Instagram. Love you, Al.
The wig, y'all, was so funny. It was great.
Do the Lilo is the newest trend on Instagram.
Yeah.
People said we're being mean and cruel to Lindsay Lohan, but she's the one that said do it.
She did. It's on her Instagram. Right?
Yeah, she's the one that said
do it.
It's fun.
She even did the hashtag. So we're like,
you gotta laugh at yourself.
We
Otherwise, you become a victim.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to dance like nobody's watching, and that's what Lilo did. And we decided to learn her dance moves.
JC, I loved yours, too. I mean, everyone was great. I don't know why yours was making me really laugh.
He
takes it so serious.
Dance is serious to me. And so I took it very seriously. Russ is probably the funniest one you can watch.
Oh my gosh.
Russ face.
I haven't seen Russ yet.
If you've never watched our NSYNC video.
He was probably the most accurate though, right?
Oh. No. I don't think Russ knows the difference between right and left foot.
That's very important in dance.
It's very important in dance.
Gosh, I'm getting a total like Silence of the Lambs vibe from him now.
Hello, Clarice.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Yeah, Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal.
No.
The wings.
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill, yeah.
Yeah, when he dances in front of the mirror and puts on the lipstick.
Yeah, so that's Russ face. So if you want to check those out, we put them up on Instagram. Big Al had to repost his because he didn't follow direction correctly.
Yeah, I posted the wrong one.
He posted the one for Facebook instead of the one for Instagram.
Yeah.
The square one. But it's okay. You fixed it.
Instagram lesson now that he's more
it's all
active.
Good. And that was part-time Justin's idea to do that. Thank you, Justin, for that.
Yes, no problem. It was so much fun. And I was trying to teach Russ how to do it yesterday, too. And he goes, Justin, it's supposed to be bad, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I was like, okay, well, at least get the moves kind of right, you know?
The funny thing about Justin is whenever we do one of these challenges that involves dance, normally we go in there and shoot it ourselves with Nick, and it's done. But since Justin's been here, he will stand behind the camera.
In the director chair.
In a director chair and assume the role of director/choreographer.
That's where he lives, man. That's his wheelhouse.
I love telling people what to do.
Like one takes. It used to be one take, we'd be done. No, it's like 5-6 takes now with Justin.
I even told the Raspberry. I was like, again, please.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said, no.
I think it's important to find parts of your job that you really love and enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's something that you love to do.
Thank you. But yesterday I was in a mood. I was just... Waking up on the wrong side of the bed is a thing, man. I just didn't care about anybody or anything. I didn't open the door for nobody. I was just upset. And, I even tweeted about it. And after I send the tweet, I go to the restroom, and I'm walking out, and there's this guy in the wheelchair, and he pauses, and he needs the door open. So I open the door for him, and he, wheels out. And
then your energy shifted.
It sure did. I think it was like God saying, hey,
you can be
nice to people, huh?
Did you consider not?
I sure did. I was like, I just sent this tweet. I'm not going to open the door for nobody.
What?
But I did because it would have been so rude and mean of me not to. I know. So I did it.
Okay, good.
But I was just so angry yesterday. But today's a good day.
Today is a good day.
And
I was going to say, you're way too young to be getting moody like
that. No, I know. And you know what? This past Labor Day weekend was so much fun.
Yeah, aren't you in love now?
You went out to where? Austin with your boo?
Yeah, I went to Austin with my boo thing for 4 days. We saw bats. We paddle boarded. We ate pizza by the slice. I went with Anna from Kid Nation TV. I mean, she does TV and channel surfing.
Well, she's also on Kid Nation TV. She was featured on there as well.
Or just Anna.
Anna. You just call her Anna.
And it was so much fun.
Now, are we official?
Sorta. Yeah. I'm going to call my boo thing for now. But that's what it is.
But sorta official.
Uh-huh. And I ended up crying in his lap because I got a little too drunk. And then I was letting him know how much I liked him.
Oh, no. You love him.
Yeah. And he teased me, too. It was so funny.
Before you cried on his lap, was that before or after you yelled at Anna's boyfriend the way you yelled at Kelly's husband?
That was probably during.
You did it again, Kelly.
I know.
Yeah, I threatened.
To Anna about it.
Yeah, I threatened him.
What'd you do?
I was like, if you ever hurt her, I'm going to go all the way to New Jersey and shove something. Yeah, so somewhere.
So Justin's very territorial when it comes to his girls.
Don't hurt my friends.
And so, but the guys aren't even close to hurting
friends. I can send you to do some stuff to some people.
Yeah.
Talk to Jenna. From me.
Yeah, dude.
I got plenty of people with transgressions.
Don't talk to Kelly.
I'll see you out as my gay hitman.
You're ready to go, yeah.
Don't talk to Kelly and Anna's boyfriends and husband who are not in trouble one bit.
Wait, you talked to, and what did you say to Anna?
She's just telling us the story that happened.
Oh, she's scared.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She said
that they were in a more of a crowded bar scene, so it was easier to deflect. Whereas you had my husband backed into a corner and there was nowhere to run.
That's right.
Well,
H in the house.
I think I even told my boo thing too. I was like, "Don't hurt me."
Oh,
you know,
speaking of the boo, hurt you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of the boo thing, did boo thing bring something on the trip?
Okay, so yeah. I had such a fun weekend with him, but I was so frustrated at the beginning with him because he wanted to bring his dog.
He did.
He wanted to bring
his
dog. I do, but not on a little getaway. Don't bring your dog because then you gotta walk it, you gotta feed it, you gotta take care of it, and that's annoying because a road trip is already like a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, and like, what if we're like going out to dinner or something like that, but we can't because we gotta go take your dog out. It's just so annoying. People, PSA: don't bring your dog on a little getaway. Like, what a mood killer. You know?
Yeah.
So he wants to bring his dog because he asked me to find a hotel that is pet friendly.
Got it.
So, okay, so here I am.
What kind of dog?
I'm looking for a hotel. Oh, it's a weenie named Poo Poo. Is the dog.
A weenie named Poop?
A weenie named Poo Poo.
Okay.
And so I'm looking for a hotel and I find this great deal on Groupon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't tell me the name of the hotel. It just says super secret hotel. And I was like, super secret hotel. That's not a name of a hotel. But they're not going to tell you the name of the hotel because they're giving you a better deal than other people.
Yeah.
So I book it. Turns out the hotel isn't pet friendly, but I already gave it my money, you know? But
why'd you book it?
I was,
Because it was cheap.
Because it was cheap. It was a good deal.
I thought pet friendly was like the requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Justin doesn't listen when it's cheap.
But I can't find if it's pet friendly or not.
Because
I booked it anyways.
And
I was like, yeah, I took a chance. It says no pets allowed, but it says service animals are allowed.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Shout out.
Here we go.
So here I am with this dog on my way to a hotel that's not going to accept it unless it's a service animal. So guess what I did? What did
you do, Justin?
You got a vest.
I forged a fake doctor prescription for a comfort animal.
Okay. You forged.
How did
I forged
it. A prescription pad.
I copped one from the internet.
Oh my God.
And with the power of word. I was able to make my own. Okay.
I copped one from the internet.
You can get prescription pads online.
Okay, so I had to make my own, right? Because I had to put my boo thing's name on it and the name of the dog. So I'm typing it all up, and then
did you feel dumb typing in poo poo?
No, it's funny. It was funny. I made up my own medical clinic. I called it Medical Clinica at www.medicalclinica.com. Own address. Nick, the assistant producer from the Shut Up podcast.
Now he's naming names.
Oh, was he aiding and abetting?
He forged the doctor's signature.
Snitch on Nick.
He's got a baby on the way.
I know.
Oh, Nick, poor Nick right back there is putting his head down.
Okay. Blame me.
Because
he has better handwriting than I do. And it was more believable. Prescription looked so legit. I even had a watermark on it. I had a whole little license number on it.
What about the phone number if they had to call the doctor?
I put my friend's phone number just in case, and I gave him a heads up. I was like, don't answer the phone. Ever.
And like, you have to have voicemail saying Clinica Medical.
No, it was just that number. So I'm doing it and people
But
the man room's making fun of me. They're like, you're gonna get in trouble. Like, this is illegal, Justin. And so here I am sweating, I'm nervous. So I take it and I'm like,
Nick obviously didn't have a problem.
I was like,
you got any more illegal prescriptions I can sign for you?
Straight lace guy I know.
I fold up the piece of paper to make it look like it's been used, but I'm still nervous. And I'm like, I asked my roommate Shelby if she could look at it just to make sure it looked legit. And she, I hand
now
it to
her. She is aiding and abetting.
So I hand it to her, and she takes it, and she starts unfolding it and laughing, and she goes, you spelled expires wrong. That's your number one. And she goes, this is a piece of paper, Justin. This is a piece. You could print a piece of paper. Like, you need a license to make it look a little bit more legit.
42 United States Code 3602. Yeah. Fair housing.
Technically, you don't. It depends on if you're trying to have a service animal or an emotional support animal. You can do a doctor's note when you fly.
I guess so.
But what happened?
So we get to the hotel, right?
With the dog.
Yeah, with Poo-Poo. And
Weenie the Poo-Poo.
So he's sitting in the car with Poo-Poo, and I go in, and I see the concierge, and she's like late 20s, blonde hair, and I'm like, okay, Justin, get to wooing her. So I start complimenting her nails. I'm letting her know that I'm here to have a great time. She's letting me know how great Austin is. I'm winning her over. Yeah. And she's getting all my information and stuff like that. And she goes, will anyone be staying in the room with you? And I'm like, yes, my boo thing. And then she goes, got it. Let me just write that down.
And then
I go, I also called ahead yesterday to let y'all know we will be bringing a service animal, just to let y'all know. And she goes, ooh, a puppy. And then so she starts, she goes, let me just write that in the notes. And then I go, I also have the documentation for the service animal. And she goes, no worry, no need, we got you. So I didn't even have to give her the document. I didn't even have to. So I didn't do anything illegal. I just lied.
You had the intent to commit fraud.
I just lied. That's all I did.
You just lied. That is, well.
Yeah. And then an hour as soon as we're in the hotel, I see the dog, and she's so cute. We're both giggling, and I'm like, I'm so glad we brought her.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.